I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. From Mad Men to Good Girls, she finds the best in every role. And according to Ariana, he can be found up Jax's butthole. It's Watch What Happens Live with Christina Hendricks and Tom Sandoval now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on Vanderpump Night, wondering if my thigh-high lace-up peep-toe boots got lost in the mail. Lisa, where are they? Ever since Mad Men ended, we have been jonesing for our next guest to be back on our screens. Now on Good Girls as a suburban housewife turned badass money launderer. Is there any other kind? She would have Miss Holloway shaking in her pumps. Please welcome back Christina Hendricks. Yes! Great to see you. And since his girlfriend's not here, not sure they're the marrying sorts, my next guest recently got down on one knee in front of Tom Schwartz. From Vanderpump Rules, say hi to Tom Sandoval. Hey, Tom Sandoval. Great to see you. Did you have fun at Coachella, Tom Sandoval?
I had a blast, actually.
Very good. Yeah. Good. He was telling Christina and I about it. It sounded very fun, right?
Sounded trippy.
Yeah, it did. My staff of emotional adolescents were so obsessed with his teen drama, Pretty Little Liars. But everyone of all ages is going to love his new book of photography. It's called Hollywood. It's really beautiful. Please welcome our bartender, Keegan Allen. Hey, Keegan, great to see you. Keegan, the book's super cool.
Thank you.
You have 6 million Instagram followers, I just learned. I was just trolling your Instagram. It's great.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Stassi managed to praise Lala's performance tonight while also shading Sheena, which led to our shady boot moment of the night. What is it? Oh, my God.
Lala did incredibly well. I mean, I was expecting something a little like Sheena, you know, like tone deaf in a tutu, lip syncing on stage. But no, Lala killed it.
Okay, that brings us to our first poll question. Whose performance did you like better, Lala or Sheena? Go to WWHL.TV and tell us, Sandoval, whose was better.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, Lala's had a lot more production value. You know, Sheena was like just getting started. So, I mean, also, you know, she was younger too. So
that would be a landslide. It was 100% there for a second. We're hovering around 98%. Don't you think that would be called a landslide, Christina Hendricks?
Yes.
Yes. Okay,
absolutely.
Very good. Doesn't take a scientist, does it?
No.
No. Christina, I know that you are a massive Housewives fan. You're watching New York, Beverly Hills. You just told me you're watching Southern Charm, New Orleans. You're on board.
I'm in.
Yeah. You're like, all right. I know you have questions for Christina and Tom, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, tonight we witnessed the fallout from Jax breaking up with Britney, and here's what. While Jax was pining and sliding into a depression, Britney was partying and sliding into some DMs. Take a look.
You guys mad at me too?
I finally met Adam last night.
I sent him a DM.
I said, text me.
You look so sexual.
That's my thing. I'm sexual.
It feels great to just be thinking about myself for a change. I get to have fun. I get to flirt with hot guys. I can do whatever I want.
How's Brittany doing? Is she okay?
Let's have fun.
How you feeling? You all right?
Yeah, I'm just tired.
She's the best girlfriend that I've ever had.
Sucks.
You're the one who broke up with me.
He's so annoying.
I'm just terrible at relationships.
Thanks for the boob job, asshole.
I don't give a flying F about Jax.
Wow, I mean, Britney's kind of living her best life, yeah?
Yeah.
She seems happy.
I mean, in that moment.
Yes. Okay, second tonight on Pump Rules, Tom and Ariana went to an open house, and Ariana reminded us that she's about as open to marriage and kids as Tom is to parting with bronzer. Let's take a look back at some of Ariana's most romantic moments.
I have never wanted to get married. I just don't see the point.
You're gonna marry him?
No.
You get married at some point.
Does that future involve marriage or a family?
Oh my God, no thank you.
Gross shit come out of my vagina, you really want that?
Do you plan on having children?
No.
Yes.
How many?
Zero.
At least like three or four.
Okay.
That's disgusting.
Okay, we all know what Ariana thinks, but we want to know what you think. Go to WWHL.TV. How many babies should Tom and Ariana have? Anywhere from 0 to 10, we want to know.
At least five.
At least five, you think? Yes.
No, I'm kidding, I'm kidding.
Do you think are you going to be able to move this needle a little bit?
I don't know, we'll see. I mean, right now I'm not ready to have kids. I just eventually want to, right. Whether we adopt or whatever.
Children having children. Yeah. Looks like you guys are settling on three. Very good. Three kids is what the audience thinks. Here's what, in contrast to Ariana, Tom's other life partner, Schwartz, seems open to any and every experience except for closed-toe shoes and hard labor. So let's go through some situations. Tom, you choose if you'd rather be in it with Schwartz or Ariana. Who would you rather go to Coachella with?
Ariana.
Who would you rather live with?
Ariana.
Okay. Who would you rather take a road trip with?
Ariana.
Who would you rather go to Vegas with?
Schwartz.
Who would you rather get a matching tattoo with?
Ariana.
Who would you trust to shave your forehead?
Ariana.
Who would you let go clothes shopping for you?
Definitely Ariana.
Who would you rather grow old with?
Ariana.
Sandoval, yay! Who are you more likely to have a sex dream about for real?
Dude, Ariana, come on.
Okay, thank you very much. Finally, on Good Girls, Christina's character gets a little heisty, but I want to know where she stands on some Bravo characters who get a little feisty. Here's what it's time for. Are we good, girl? I'm going to go through some Bravo situations. You tell me, girl to girl, if you're good with them, okay? Are you good with Erica blaming her tardiness on the lube and baby powder?
No, it was way too late.
Are you good with Dorit admitting to LVP she talked crap about her but only revealing some of what she said?
No, she was manipulating that situation like crazy.
Are you good with Leo-Ann wanting her friends to stop asking questions about the demise of her and Tom?
No, dude, she spent an entire season talking about it nonstop.
Two.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, it can't just be cut off.
Are you good with Dorinda going off on Sonia for talking crap about everyone and comparing her divorce to Dorinda's husband passing
away? It was a little insensitive and crazy, but Dorinda went crazy. I had to rewind and watch it again.
You had to rewind and watch it again. Are you good with Tinsley still living in a hotel?
Sure, why not?
Are you good on Potomac with Giselle's shady free Karen, free Uncle Ben show?
That was mean.
Okay, that was mean. Are you good with Robin yelling at Ashley for continuing to criticize her dynamic with her ex, Juan?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Are you good on Southern Charm with Thomas's new girlfriend?
No.
No, you're not.
No.
Why? What are you?
But I can't wait.
Yes, okay. Are you good with Naomi and Chelsea calling out JD for allegedly screwing 20-year-olds behind Elizabeth's back?
Yeah, I'm good with it.
Okay, thank you very much, Christina Hendricks. Wow. I love it. Let's go to Shepard from Arizona. Hey, Shepard, what's your question?
Hey, my question is for Tom.
Okay.
Tom, after 6 years of being on an extremely popular TV show, how is it that you guys can't afford a house? Is it because Andy and Lisa aren't paying you enough?
It's also about getting yourself in line to buy a house, like with your credit and everything and getting loans and stuff like that. But it's not that we can't afford it right now. It's just that we, you know, it takes time. Like finding a house in L.A. is like finding a condo in New York.
Is your apartment dumpy?
It's shitty.
Yeah, it is.
It's got a lot. That turd has a lot of polish on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but we save so much money, you know, and we're, you know, there's no point in moving into another place because all that'll do is slow things down with getting a house. It like helps motivate us.
Okay.
I want to get a house.
Wendy V emailed Christina, whose side were you on this season in the Teddy versus Erica debate? Debacle.
When Erica just went crazy on it.
Yeah.
Erica, I love Erica, but she can get a little like tunnel vision, I think, and just goes after. I think she was a little harsh on Teddy.
Christina, Una B wants to know if you think Karen knew about Ray's tax problems on Potomac.
Absolutely.
You do? Okay. Tom, Mama Castle said, what was your reaction when you watched the episode where James clearly said he hung out with Kristen and not hooked up with her?
You know, the funny thing is that literally even our producer that was there thought he said hooked up. Jax thought he said hooked up. Peter thought he said hooked up. So, or thought that that's what was said. So, I mean, it was a mistake that we obviously all made, and there's subtitles there for a reason.
Christina, who are you in touch with from Mad Men?
Oh, gosh, a lot of people. I had dinner with Jessica Parra the other night, Brian Batt.
Makes me so happy. Makes me so happy.
Michael Gladys.
I love it.
January and I were texting the other day. Yeah, Slats.
January Jones is a huge Bravo-holic.
Oh, yeah.
She loves.
Yeah, she loves.
Do you now get, like, triggered by, like, cigarette smoke just from, like, being on that show and all the cigarettes that were, like...
like a...
God, I can't imagine.
Post-traumatic stress.
Yeah.
Did Joan smoke a lot
it's
on
It's been
that?
A while. I smoked a little bit, but as the show ended, we smoked less and less because people were figuring it out, you know.
Yeah.
Near the end of the decade, so.
Well, next week on the finale of Vanderpump Rules, Lisa and Jax have a face-to-face that is so, I'm sober, by the way, that is so heated, Jax's career just might not survive it. Here's a sneak peek.
I sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, apologize the way I acted the other night.
Can I remind you of how you were sitting there going, you have blatantly disrespected me.
I know, I'm sorry. Like, how many times can someone say I'm sorry?
One thing being sorry, but it's another thing acting sorry.
I've ruined everybody's life. I have.
I don't know what to do anymore.
I'm not going to go down this emotional road with you. You're not taking me down there, Jax.
What would you like to see me do?
Why don't you hand me your f***ing resignation and do what you should have done a long time ago?
Okay, go to WWHL.TV right now. We want to know, do you think Lisa should fire Jax, yes or no? This is going to be another landslide.
I've never seen Lisa make hand gestures like that before.
Yeah, yeah.
That's major.
That's a landslide, 80%. Christina and Tom. Fate de Juliet wants to know your nighttime skin regimen for both of you.
Oh.
It depends where I'm at. Anytime I'm in Vegas, I always bring like a face mask because it's so dry there.
About you?
Sometimes a mask.
Yeah, sometimes a mask.
A little cleanser, serum, moisturizer. Yeah.
I'm assuming you never get sun.
I live in LA, I do.
Yeah.
I just put on sunblock every day.
Oh, let's go to Haley from Long Island. Hey, Haley, what's your question?
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi, Andy. My question is for Christina.
Okay.
What would Beth's housewife tagline be?
Oh, yeah, Beth from Good Girls.
Beth, my housewife? Characters?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think her tagline would be, if you want to keep up with the Joneses, you might have to steal it.
Nice.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of pressure, too.
Let's go to Jamie from Brooklyn. Hey, Jamie, what's your question?
My question is for Tom.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of Vanderpump Rules, and I just wanted to know the status of Tom Tom.
What's the status of Tom Tom?
Okay, so Tom Tom is opening either end of May, early June. We don't have a date set yet, but it's coming along. It's looking great.
It's great.
It's been a lot of work. I mean,
I passed by it last week.
A month ago, you know, we found out we had to put in a new a sink in this other sidebar that we're going to have, and you had to, like, dig up the concrete and everything. It was... Ken's been working really hard.
Do you think Jax's job offer was real?
What?
The job offer in Tampa?
I think maybe it was a little exaggerated as far as the...
Job offer?
Yeah.
Okay. It's game time, everybody. In honor of Marshall's being never boring and always surprising, I am hosting a Clubhouse surprise party with some of my favorite never boring people with, who gonna surprise me, boo? Tom is going to don these Ramona eyes and head over to the green screen where some familiar faces are gonna pop out of a cake to surprise him. Christina is gonna describe each, and if my guest gets five right in 60 seconds, they both win. Here you go, face there. The faces are going to come
up.
Yeah. But watch for the face coming up right here.
Okay.
Okay, so go. Let's see. First person. There you go.
She's the queen bee. She's your boss.
Lisa Vanderpump.
Yes.
Very good.
Okay, on your show, she used to date Jax. She's blonde.
Sassy Schroeder.
Yes.
Very good. That could have been anyone.
ballsy New York housewife, skinny girl.
Oh, Bethany Frankel.
There we go. Sandoval.
Okay. He's a DJ. Says he's the white Kanye.
I wonder if it's James Kennedy.
Yes, it is the white Kanye. Two more.
Okay.
One more.
Comes from the south. Boyish, floppy hair, has his own relation.
Shep.
Yeah. Yes, very good. You won. Good job, guys. Christina, Tyler F. wants to know if you think that Thomas Ravenel and Catherine should be together.
No.
Tom, Naomi N. wants to know if there's anything Jax can do that will make you not want to be his friend anymore.
Well, of course, but...
Like what?
I don't know. I don't want to think about it.
Christina, Kayla F. wants to know, what was your reaction to Dorinda's drunken NSL reference at the Halloween party? When she was saying, my friend who's the costume director
for
NSL.
Oh, my God.
That was amazing.
I loved it so much. It got crazier and crazier.
So
I loved it.
Let's go to Danny from Ann Arbor on the line. Hey, Danny, what's your question?
Hi. Oh, my God. Hi. I just want to say I love all of you. Christina, I love your show. Tom, I love you. Andy, I love you.
Thank you.
I just want to know, Christina, if you were a housewife, which Bravo Housewife franchise would you be on and why?
Oh, which city?
If
would you...
I personally was a housewife?
If you were going to be in a city, which city would you be in?
Oh, well, I'd have to be in Los Angeles because that's where I spend my time, but I'd want to be in New York.
You would?
Yeah.
Yeah. You would want to be in with those lunatics?
Yeah.
Yes, you would. I love it. I love it. Jacqueline 2487, does Tom regret yelling at Katie and Stassi over Jeremy and not even trying to see Stassi's side?
Yeah, I do regret that. That was wrong.
You've been very spare with your words tonight.
Yeah, I'm just chilling.
Yeah,
yeah,
all
just
right.
Along for the ride.
A little hungover from Coachella.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not the day after, it's 2 days after. It's time for my Mazel of the Day. It goes to Dwayne The Rock Johnson and his girlfriend, who announced the birth of their second daughter today with this skin-to-skin photo.
Aww.
I have never been so jealous of a baby in my life, and I don't even care that that teat isn't gonna ever produce milk. Today's Jackal goes to the fact that this poor couple was just trying to leave the hospital in the UK with their new baby, and the paparazzi bombarded them because they were all waiting for Kate Middleton and Prince William and their new baby. Oh my God, well, I'm sure it was awkward for them. It was less awkward than those newborn photo shoots in which the baby gets stuffed into a pea pod or an apple crate or something like that. So at least there's that. And that's a great baby announcement for them. I want to thank Christina, Tom, and Keegan. Hey, everybody, it's the After Show with the star of Good Girls, Mondays at 10 on NBC, Christina Hendricks. Season finales next Monday. Tom Sandoval from Vanderpump Rules. You catch the finale next Monday. Behind the bar, it's Keegan Allen. His book is called Hollywood. It's out tomorrow. Were you A?
I think at one point, yeah.
Okay. But you didn't wind up being A.
I did not.
Okay.
Wind up.
Okay, very good. I missed the end, so I never found out. But don't spoil it for me. Let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
April from Long Island, New York.
Hey, April, what exit?
We're off of exit 27.
Oh, okay, good. Neither here nor there. What's your question?
My question is for Tom.
Okay.
If you were stuck on an island and could only bring only one beauty product, what would it be?
Oh, my God. One
beauty. Obviously sunscreen.
Ah, very good.
Yeah. Thanks.
Oh. All right. Back to the phones. Call obviously sunscreen. Yeah. Back to the phones. What's your name and from where are you calling?
I'm Penny and I'm calling from Rhode Island.
I love a Penny. And you're from one of our smallest states. What's your question?
Andy, I have to say I love you, but I know I don't have time to profess my love for you. So my question is for Christina.
Okay.
Christina, girl. What is going on with you and Manny Montana? I mean, are you going to get with Rio or what? Because I need it to happen. It needs to happen. I'm dying for this. It's got to happen.
Are you going to give her what she wants?
People are dying for that Manny Montana. He is pretty fantastic. The chemistry is there. People are asking a lot about it, so we'll see what happens. I can't reveal any more than that. There's only one more episode.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
you're gonna see.
I think you're gonna be a lucky Penny. back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Maya, and I'm calling from New York City.
Maya.
And I had a question. Yeah, I had a question for Tom and Andy. I'm one of your biggest fans. I love you.
Thank you.
But I had a question for Tom.
What's up, Maya?
I wanted to know if you were to get married to Ariana, would you have Lala perform at your wedding reception?
No.
No, he would not. The answer is no.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Lala, but I mean, at your wedding.
We wouldn't want to, like, because people are always like, when are you guys going to get married? When are you guys going to marry? It's like, you know, we're looking at getting a house. We want to put money towards that. It's like $60,000 wedding is just something we don't need. And plus, if I started planning a wedding, it just would, like, it'd be 2 years of MIA. Like, I
right.
would just be obsessed over it. Like,
yes.
I'd want that, like, November rain, you know, Axl Rose, like, train that's, like, just as long as Ariana's.
Yeah, you would.
I love that reference.
I don't know who would build your gown, but it would be amazing. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, I'm Celeste Martinez from Texas. My question is for Christina. I love you, Andy, by the way.
Thank you.
Christina, is there any truth that you were up for the role of playing Wonder Woman?
Oh, not really. My friend Nicholas Winding Refn, who's an amazing director who directed Drive, in an interview said he loved working with me, and if he were to ever get an opportunity to do Wonder Woman, he would make me his Wonder Woman. He was just being kind and sweet to me, and people just went nuts with it, and it was a huge compliment, but there was never any validity to it.
I would have. I love that idea.
Yeah, that's cool.
Drive, of course, the film that Jax and Kristen.
That's right.
While I was asleep in the other room.
But yeah, he didn't remember.
He didn't remember because
He didn't know I was in it.
Christina was on this show with Jax, and we said to Jax,
"Oh yeah, remember
that. Does Christina look familiar to you? You were making love with your best friend's girlfriend while you were watching Christina's movie." Oh, so Tom is the best friend that he was cheating, that he was with his girlfriend at the time.
Woo!
Yeah.
Jax revealed to me later he knew exactly who I was.
I bet he did. Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
How you doing? Hi, Andy. It's Jane and Danielle from New Jersey.
Hey, what's your question?
I want to ask Tom Sandoval how he likes Stassi's new boyfriend, Bo.
Wait, oh, what? How do you like Stassi's new boyfriend?
Oh, he's awesome. He's so cool. He, like, did her whole place and, like, for Valentine's Day, like bloody murder, like, hearts.
Oh, my God,
like,
it's her favorite. She loves murder.
He's been so cool. He's, like, so into everything that she's doing, you know?
That's great.
If there's a party, he's there and he's happy and...
Wow.
He's great. He's awesome.
Oh, great. Well, I mean, it's always fun seeing both of you, I have to say. And Keegan's my new friend, too. And I love your photography.
Thank you.
And when you were taking all this... Let me ask you this. When you were taking all this... Oh, there's the Sunset Tower. I love it.
Awesome.
When you were taking all these photos, were you taking them with the aim to publishing them, or were you just having fun?
Well, it was a little bit of both. I originally set out to try and pull what is the city of Hollywood and put it into a photo essay. But you never really can explain what Hollywood is to anybody. It means different things to different people in different walks of life. So I tried to let the reader come away with their own experience from the images.
Well, it's really vivid. And what I love is it's everything. And you can, I mean, and the great thing is you wouldn't have been able to shoot these photos unless you had the access that you have. But also there's just beautiful photos in and around LA. So it's kind of everything. So I think you did it. You did your mission and the book is beautiful. Everybody check it out. Everybody watch the finale of Good Girls and Vanderpump Rules. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.